JEA has a new CEO, one who's hitting back at controversy over his selection. The Public Utilities Board voted unanimously Tuesday to name interim CEO Aaron Zahn to the permanent position after interviewing him and two other finalists. Zahn, who admitted having far less utility experience than his competitors, scored higher than both of them in board assessments just before the vote.
I do not have decades of traditional utility experience. Instead, what I bring to the table are decades of private equity, venture capital, hedge fund, telecom, water, distributed power, as well as customer-focused market experience, which I believe are going to be the experience set necessary for the JEA of the future.
But as our partner, the Florida Times Union, reported, a private search firm ranked Zahn below all other finalists in categories like leadership, operational excellence, and building relationships with stakeholders. Some city council members then expressed concerns his appointment was predetermined and Mayor Lenny Curry had tipped the scales in his favor. But board members praised Zahn for intangible qualities like his passion. They asked him how he planned to overcome the suspicion and distrust.
You don't have to trust me. What I'll do is I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it. And then I'm going to come back and tell you that I did it. And after we repeat that over and over and over, eventually we'll start building trust together.
Zahn was named interim CEO and managing director back in April. Before that, he was a Curry-appointed JEA board member, as well as CEO of BCR Environmental, a clean technology company. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.